A Beyond Today viewer asked us recently to do a series of BT dailies on how to study the Bible. We've had it on our board to do. We're finally getting around to it. So we thought we would begin with some very basic elementary principles in helping you to learn how to study the Bible and get the most out of your Bible study. What I want to talk about today are a few translations that are available, because I think one of the first keys to effective Bible study is just getting a Bible that you're comfortable with and that you can read and that you can understand. I have here with me today three different translations of the Scripture: the New King James Bible, the NIV, and the NLT. All of them right here in front of me. The New King James is based on the Authorized Version off of the venerable King James Bible. It is a literal translation from the manuscripts. It is very common. It is one that we use on Beyond Today and in the Good News Magazine for the majority of our scriptural quotes. It is a very, very good Bible, and one that you may find to be ideal in your use for studying the Bible. Another one that we occasionally will use, because some of the scriptures that it translates are clearer and a better rendition, is the NIV, or the New International Version. Been around a number of years, very popular translation, again, from the original manuscripts. The NIV is one that you may find to be very refreshing, very useful in studying the Bible as well. Then there is another translation that a lot of people enjoy, the New Living Translation. Or the New Living Translation being a different type. It's not really from the manuscripts. It's a paraphrase or a thought-by-thought translation of the Scriptures. And it is very readable, very, very easy to understand, and very popular. Sometimes people like to read this particular translation in conjunction with something like the New King James Version as well. There is no perfect translation of the Scriptures. All will contain certain errors and inadequacies. The key, I think, in taking that first step to effective Bible study is for you and I to find a Bible with which we are very comfortable. When you do that, then it begins to help lead you into some of the other dimensions of Bible study that helps have you have a very effective study and relationship with God through His living Word. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.